Welcome to the 618 Now, a production of the Chamber of Commerce and the O'Fallon Weekly, where we give you a snapshot of what's happening right now in O'Fallon and Shiloh. So Jessica, what's going on?
In last week's episode, we covered some economic highlights from the past year. We talked about new developments, renovations, and along those lines, something else that has a significant impact on our community are the tournaments that are hosted at the Family Sports Park.
Definitely.
The Family Sports Park sits on 200 acres on the west side of town, just off of Ober-Newfoundland Drive. There are baseball and softball diamonds. There's at least 8 soccer fields. They might have more now. Many of them are lighted. The fields are generally all weather. And the city hosts different tournaments that attract both local teams but also travel teams. So, for example, in October of 2021, they welcomed a softball showcase that included 85 teams, and only 6 of them were local.
Wow.
The other 79 teams came from 15 different states, and they all stayed overnight. These teams average 13 to 14 players per team, and then most of the players each have 1 to 2 family members, at least, traveling with them.
It's a lot of rooms.
Several years ago, an economic impact study that was done suggested that an individual who stays overnight contributes about $60 a day to our community. So if you think about a family of 3 coming into town for a weekend tournament, that adds about $500, and then multiply that by 13 to 14 families per team, 80 teams per tournament,
yeah.
You can see it really starts to add up.
Definitely.
The city's Parks Department recently shared that for the 3 months of September, October, and November of 2021, the city hosted nearly 900 sports teams between the soccer and the softball tournaments.
Wow.
And the estimated total impact to our local economy for those 3 months was $2.5 million.
Wow.
Isn't that awesome?
That's great. And this is money that flows into our local restaurants, retail stores, hotels, and definitely helps to support O'Fallon and Shiloh businesses.
That's right.
So what else do you know?
Next week, we'll share details about a big multi-million dollar construction project happening within the city later this year. But you know what? For now, this is all we have.
Well, that's a pretty good tease nonetheless.
There you go.
So what's on the calendar for this week?
This Monday night, January 17th at 6:30 p.m., Courage and Grace, which is a do-it-yourself studio in the downtown district, is hosting a golden workshop. Have you seen this, Nick?
No.
It is a tribute to the Golden Girls, but mostly a tribute to legendary icon Betty White.
Okay.
So if you get online and look at the woodworking that they'll have available, it's either Golden Girls or specifically Betty White theme. So if you're a fan and you miss her, you're going to want to check that out.
All right.
There are also 2 events scheduled for February that I want to mention. The city hosts a father-daughter dance at the Regency Conference Center. Right now, that is scheduled for Friday, February 11th. So if you're interested in that, I'll put a link to the show notes. And then the O'Fallon Police Department is participating in the Special Olympics Polar Plunge on Saturday, February 26th. This is when officers, support staff, and a few questionably sane civilians willingly run into Carlisle Lake, and it's approximately 32 degrees.
You know, Sergeant Gimple, who was last year's top fundraiser on the team, said that you don't even really feel the cold of the water because the breeze off the lake has you numb before you even get into the water.
I can confirm that. That is a true statement.
That's gross. That's just gross.
This is the largest fundraiser for the police department in their support of Special Olympics. Last year, they raised, I think it was over $17,000 during the plunge.
Wow.
So if you are interested in signing up to plunge with the department or you just want to support them, check out the show notes. I'll put a link to that information.
Is that it?
That's done.
Is it?
That's what we have going on.
You people aren't doing enough, okay? Or you are, but you're not telling us.
We don't know about it.
So what you need to do is you need to reach out to Jessica over at the Chamber. Jessica, what's your email?
events@O'FallonChamber.com.
You need to tell Jessica about what's going on in the community because I know for a fact that more is going on in the community other than the Betty White event over at Courage and Grace and then 2 things in February. So come on. Get on your email, let us know so that we can help promote it.
Exactly. You guys work hard for your events. We want to make sure other people know about them.
So anyway, well, with that, I need to get going.
Thanks, Nick. It's always a pleasure. This is when officers, support staff, and a few questionably sane civilians will... gonna be able to get
you wrote this.
I know.
I mean, you did this to yourself. This podcast is a production of the O'Fallon Shiloh Chamber of Commerce. We're a nonprofit with over 600 members, and together we welcome, unite, and promote business. Remember, you can't buy happiness, but you can buy local, and that's sort of the same thing.